call them redskin.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully
mad. That's probably so that might go.
Suppose you have been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he... The school nurse sent him home because he was...
sick.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick
at his stomach.
What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
That.
Have you ever been to a celebration after a wedding?
Oh yeah, I've been there.
What do you call those?
When you're married, I guess. I don't know.
Have you ever been around where the people, bang, this is a long time ago now, think back a long time ago, when a couple would get married and the friends would want to embarrass them, they'd go around maybe and they'd sing outside the house or they'd beat on tin pans or anything like that?
That never crossed my path. I never ever remember nothing like that.
All right. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you'd better behave or what will get you?
Boogeyman.
How do you greet a friend on December the 25th?
You have to go to another one. I don't mind about that.
What do you know? What
I don't know what they mean, but
what on December the 25th? What holiday is December the 25th?
I can't think.
Well, it'd be Christmas. And if you, on that day, if you were to see somebody, how would you say, what would you say to them?
I'd say, hello and Christmas gift.
Say that again.
Hello and Christmas gift.